Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Look at Stugatz. He is beaming. He is radiant. Chris Cody is beaming and radiant adjacent. Unbelievable. These two guys have spent how many years hating Tom Brady? How long, Stugatz, have you hated Tom Brady?
It's been 2 decades, and with one stare, 5 seconds long, I went from hating Brady to loving Tom Brady.
All right, so that is the definition right there of sports hate. Chris Cody and Stugatz ended up talking to Tom Brady for the latest stupidity. The latest stupidity has Rory McIlroy as the second best guest. I am insane with jealousy and rage that on the day I dropped Bob Costa, Stugatz has two guests better than I do on his podcast. Greg Cody of the Miami Herald is with us, and we will get to him in a moment. But was there anything interesting from the interview? Because while it's great to have Brady, who cares, says Mike Ryan. While it's great to have Brady, let me put it this way. Is there anything ESPN is going to take and say, we want to put it on SportsCenter?
I don't know. I don't care. I view it as 7 perfectly mediocre minutes with the biggest star in sports, and I will take it. Okay?
All right. So how did this happen? Can you explain to me what happened here? I don't understand how the only one to land a Tom Brady interview since Howard Stern is you and Chris Cody.
The only people to have to have Tom Brady on, as you just pointed out, Howard Stern, stupidity, Chris Cody, and Charlie Hume. I mean,
Hold on. There it is. All right. Yeah. So I was wondering how this happened. Now, let me backtrack for a second and tell the audience that doesn't remember Old Money Charlie. Cody, what do you know about Charlie Hume? You've been on the show. He was here for a while. He helped make us make a transition to television, Fusion Television, before it became ESPN News. What do you know just off the top of your head about Charlie Hume?
I remember Charlie. I mean, I don't know about him. I certainly know who you're talking about. Old Money. Sure. Okay. I remember he had some tie to the Kraft family or something through his grandpa. Okay. Something like that.
That is an important detail. It's the one I would have led with instead of the Fleming nothing that you said at the beginning instead. But that is the part of the story that makes this happen. Charlie Hume worked for us, like did some interviews. The shipping container picked on him. And next thing we know, he's at every big sporting event sitting courtside because his grandfather is some sort of godfather who calls Brady a friend.
Charlie spent a week at the Final Four, then went to, at the height of the Golden State Warriors, the 3:30 game of the week after the Final Four, sat with the Lakers front row for that game with his grandfather, went back to the NCAA championship game, and when that was done, hopped on a PJ, private jet, and went to friends and family
that
day.
That really ruins the efficiency of the PJ. Like, yeah. It really does when you have You're to right. explain what it is.
You're right. It's a good point by you. And then spent the entire week at Augusta. That is Charlie Yu. That's how we explain Charlie.
Yes, and so we call him Old Money Charlie. And what? He called in a favor, or he's been telling you for years that he's going to do this for you, or what happened?
So Charlie's grandfather is a member at Seminole Golf Club, and Seminole is hosting a charity tournament this weekend for COVID relief with Ricky Fowler and Dustin Johnson and Rory, who's our guest, and a fourth golfer that we don't know his name. We simply call him the fourth golfer. Okay. And those guys are having a charity event at Seminole, and Charlie's grandfather is a member at Seminole. And so, Brady was playing there, Rory was playing there, and Charlie's grandfather, of course, was playing there. And so, Charlie's grandfather was able to grab Tom for us as they came off the course. And so the reason we had him on is they wanted to promote the tournament and then next week's tournament that Tom is playing in with Tiger Phil and Peyton Manning. And so, we figured we'd do it right as he came off the course with Charlie's grandfather at Seminole on Friday night, and it was delightful.
I'm assuming when you say you don't know if there's anything that SportsCenter will use, the answer is no, because you have decent news judgment. So
right.
If there was something on there that was worth using, my guess is that you would have a stronger opinion on that.
I asked him if he was tired of beating Peyton, and he said he'll never grow tired of beating Peyton. He says the guy he'd be nervous about if he was playing golf against him was Eli. I don't know if SportsCenter will use it. And again, I don't care. Tom Brady was on my podcast.
All right. That is true. That is why he is bigger than Oprah, or it is bigger than Oprah. Or Chris, what was your the way that you looked at him was creepy and disturbing.
Thank you. For a six second period, it was just two guys looking at each other, talking. Tom Brady, Chris Cody, for like a 6 or 7 second period, just us, just two guys. And my big takeaway from this was, Tom Brady must be legitimate friends with Charlie's grandpa for
yes.
him to actually say yes to that ask. Because what an annoying ask that was. He's coming off the golf course, and that's why the whole day I'm like, this is not going to happen. We are not going to get Tom Brady. It was a shot in the dark. Charlie was texting about it all day, and I'm like, there's no way it's actually going to happen. And then he actually said yes. I was like, Tom Brady's not going to talk to some podcast he's never heard of. And he did it, and I can't believe it. I'm still on cloud nine.
Dan, you would have loved this, because we're sitting home. Charlie pulls me off the golf course on Friday night, so I'm already in a bad spot, right? It's Friday night. I'm tired. I finally get to the weekend. Pulls me off the golf course, says it's going to happen. 6:15, I'm sitting at this desk ready to go. 6:55, Brady is still not called in. And so what do? Chris was there. I start ripping into Brady. I start ripping into Charlie. I'm telling him at 7 o'clock we pull the plug. A minute later, Brady appears on my screen, and everything changes. Charlie's the greatest. Brady's the greatest. I still have questions about Charlie, but I have fallen in love with TB12. He's my guy. That's my guy.
Billy, you've been making a face through most of this conversation. I don't blame you at all. We are going to get accused of jealousy. In my case, it's true, because I got Bob Costas today and thought I was accomplishing something, and Stu Gatz buried me, because it's very important that we compete on the guest front. But Billy's been making faces throughout this. Are you annoyed by how fanboy they are?
It's like everyone on this show is allergic to being nice. You can't let Stu Gatz and Chris have their moment and have their podcast. Stu Gatz can't just be grateful that he got Tom Brady. He has to rip people. Why can't just, hey, Tom Brady was on the thing. It was, you know, whatever. By the way, I listened to it this morning. To answer your question about newsworthy, there was one question that was asked by Charlie that would have been newsworthy, that was about the break-in and about the park. And Stu Gatz goes, let me interrupt for a second and give you my thoughts on this. And Tom just never answered the question because Stu Gatz answered it.
Charlie wants to steal my thunder.
It is so good. Cody, are you at all disturbed by how fanboy Chris Cody, a lifelong Dolphin fan, and Stu Gatz, a lifelong Jet fan, after hating Tom Brady for 20 years, they now stare at him for 7 minutes. He apparently talk at him instead of let him answer questions. And now they have swooned and fallen in love. Is it charming or unbecoming to Greg Cody, veteran Miami Herald columnist, who again doesn't have a back in my day today?
No, I'm actually oddly proud of Christopher because I know how thrilled he is. I'm sure his resume is being updated as we speak to mention that he once had a conversation with Tom Brady. No, it's a cheap thrill. You know, good for him.
Is this the proudest you've ever been of your son?
I got cut off.
All right, excellent work as always, Greg. We appreciate it. Way to ruin the end of the segment.
Geico has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Today on ESPN Daily, Major League Baseball is ready to present the Players Union with a plan to bring back baseball. Hear how exactly it's all going to work and what's the biggest hurdles for the upcoming season. That's ESPN Daily with Mina Kime, presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast.
Speaking of which, that is hosted by Mina Kimes, and I wanted to give you my failed plan and platform for what I think Monday Night Football should do now that it's being reported that we're going in-house, because I thought more about what we discussed yesterday, and you were talking and making good points about the idea that the NFL as a partner is going to want a certain seriousness, is going to want a certain say in how that broadcast booth looks. What if I did it this way, though? What if I told the NFL, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have four people, three of them in the booth. One of them, the ex-player, is going to be on the sideline because you guys need an ex-player perspective, and the other two people we're hiring are not ex-players at the big positions. Pat McAfee and Mina Kimes are going to be in there, and to offset the criticism, where's the person who had their hand in the dirt? Where's the person who was in the trenches? We have on call on the sidelines as a new kind of sideline reporter, the expertise we go to specifically when we need the analysis of what does the football player or former football player think in that spot. You let ESPN pick the two people, McAfee and Mina Kimes. You let the NFL pick the other two people. If you have to have, in the spirit of partnerships, you let the NFL pick whoever the player is that they want, and you let the NFL pick the play-by-play man, you know, in the way those conversations right. go, where, you know, you're negotiating on all that stuff.
I like that. So you get two great personalities and someone who played in the NFL and Pat McAfee. I mean, he didn't have his hand in the dirt, but he played in the NFL. So you have two personalities. NFL chooses the play-by-play and the sideline person. And the sideline person, you're telling me, is going to be someone like a Dominique Foxworth, you know, someone like that.
I'm telling you, whoever it is that you want to go get for that kind of position so that you could use Jason Witten or Booger McFarlane right. in one of those roles as opposed to having them carry all of the secondary and third, you know, tier stuff where, you know, I mean, Jason Witten was pretty terrible at that job, Stugatz. Like, we hired him with no broadcast experience. He went into the broadcast booth, and every time they went to the football player's analysis, you got what that you remember?
Not a lot, to be honest. I will tell you this. I was thinking about this last night, and if I could select all of them, the broadcast team, I like your idea, by the way, because I think that satisfies your partner, the NFL. You're allowing them to choose the voice of their league. And so, or at least Monday Night Football, big property. And then they choose the sideline reporter, but ESPN gets to go with their people, in the booth. I was thinking about this last night. I like this combination, because I'm with Pat McAfee. I think he'd be great. I don't think he's going to get it. And so just thinking about a perfect threesome for me, I would want Mina Kimes in that booth. I am telling people, I have talked football with Mina. I have learned more about
She knows more than the grand majority of people discussing football on this network. The grand majority, she knows more than.
So I have no idea. I talk to this person often, but I have no idea if he'd even be interested. I just know their chemistry is fantastic, and they would bring information, they would bring knowledge, but they would bring a friendship and a chemistry that I think is sorely needed in the booth, and I would go with Dominique Foxworth. That would be the other person. So I would have Mina, Dominique, and then my voice of Monday Night Football. And Lord knows I tried to make him the voice of the Dolphins when we ran the station down here in Miami. I would have Boog Shambi as the voice of Monday Night Football. How about that?
Okay, so basically you just hired all your friends. Okay, very good. You thought about this a lot last night, did you? You gave it a lot of impartial thought?
Well, I mean, listen, I think they're my friends, yes, but yeah. I think it's a great combination.
Yeah. Chris Cody as well, now Brady, Tom Brady as well. Dan Stanzik, you want Dan Stanzik on there as well?
I want Charlie Hume in there. But listen, here is the deal, Dan. I am not selecting myself, even though I feel like there is a place, a thing that is sorely needed is the voice of the fan. There is a certain way that fans watch football, and that is lacking in every single, no, I'm serious. I want someone in there who's going to fire their coach on one play and then promote them the next play. And that's how fans watch football. I'm sorry.
Billy, what do you have here?
The voice of the fan that's missing from Stugatz's equation. Mikey C. You can't spell Monday Night Football without Mikey C.
Yep.
Cody, what are your thoughts here? Okay, very good. Advance Auto Parts, people. If you need anything for your car, take a look at Advance Auto Parts, the website. You want to tell people? Stugatz is just hit his microphone
look
dancing. Greg Cody's head just fell into his hands. No, go ahead, Greg. You want to tell the people, or Stugatz, do you want to tell the people what I just got done telling you during the break? Chris Cody's head is now in his hands. Greg Cody's head is in his hands. Go ahead, Greg. Tell the people what I got done telling you during the break. No. Just be quiet. Just leave me alone for a little while, okay? Stugatz, you want to tell the people what happened during the break?
Greg, you told Greg clearly, hey, I know you've been a little upset with, you know, the lack of use over the last few weeks, but when I go to you, when I throw it to you, I have very little confidence that you're turning your mic on, that you're listening, that you know how to use the equipment at home. And that's what you said to him during the break. First time you go to him, boom.
I asked him to just please be slightly more alert. He apologized and said he would. And the next thing you saw was another segment being ruined at the end by his inability to be heard or be competent or be professional or be anything other than mummified old. Advance Auto Parts, people, if you need anything. he is red-faced with legitimate shame, and he should be.
He should
be because he complains that we don't go to him enough.
enough. And that's how it works sometimes when we go to him too often, more than anyone else here.
And I know you're angry. I know it infuriates you. I'm just telling you, looking at him, I have never loved him more.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. The Last Dance concludes this Sunday. nine p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Immediately after the show airs, listen to the wrap-up podcast hosted by Jalen and Jacoby, the after show presented by State Farm and AT&T. The guys will be joined by director Jason Ayer to talk about this week's show and behind-the-scenes stories of the making of the episode. Subscribe now to Jalen and Jacoby, the after show, on Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to podcast. Here is your SportsCenter update. Major League Baseball owners have approved a proposal that aims to have the season start in early July. There would be a 50-50 revenue split with the players, and the season would last 82 games with a universal designated hitter and a playoff expansion to 14 teams. WWE Women's Champion Becky Lynch has announced that she and fellow wrestler Seth Rollins are having a baby, and she will take a sabbatical, relinquishing the title. And finally, for years, Harry Styles has said that Tom Ford's tobacco vanilla candle with a retail price of $240 is his signature scent. Well, fans on TikTok have found an affordable comparative with Target's Threshold brand $6.99 candles called Cashmere Vanilla. And with that, Styles' hordes of fans have made the cheaper candle sell out all of its sizes. Man. The satisfying crunch of Nature Valley Crunchy Bars can help keep your family going. And with whole grain oats and real delicious honey, it's really tasty too. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
We were remiss in not mentioning yesterday the passing at 92 years old of Jerry Stiller, Ben Stiller's father, one of the great American comedy families. He is a pretty famous television sitcom dad, and we've talked before, Stugatz, about the idea of television is not even making sitcom dads anymore. There are precious few out there. Television has changed. America has changed. Entertainment habits have changed. So while I don't think that I would put Jerry Stiller at the very highest of the high on the television father scale, I am curious. Am I discussing only old man television if I ask people, hey, who are the top five sitcom dads of all time? Are they all going to be 60s, 70s, 80s? 90s. Who's it going to be? Phil from Modern Family, Arrested Development, Jason Bateman from Arrested Development. Like, who would you take if I say off the top of your head, television dads, top five sitcom dads? Would Fred Sanford be up there? Would Homer Simpson be up there? Would you put Homer Simpson up there? Put it on the poll, Gamble, at Lebatard Show. Is Homer Simpson a top five television dad of all time? Who do you think of? 70s, 80s, 90s? Do you think of anybody in the last two decades?
No, I think of all sitcom dads from when I was growing up. I guess maybe Modern Family would be the most relevant and recent one, but no, I'm not thinking of anyone other than the people that I watched. I'm thinking about like Mike Brady. That's who I'm thinking about. Still, after all these years, those are the sitcom dads that I'm kind of thinking about, you know?
Let's see if Greg Cody has a microphone that's working. We try to go to him for the third time today on the show. I'm glad this is funny to you, Greg. Do you have any worthy opinions here? Are you going to make me regret? Are you going to make me long for the times when your microphone didn't work?
There's no old sitcom dads anymore. So therefore, you think back to the ones you grew up with, like Stu Gatz said. I think of Archie Bunker first. you know, dad to the meathead and Gloria. But I can't think, other than Phil from Modern Family, I can't think of a classic old-timey sitcom dad anymore. They don't make them. You know, they just don't make them. And that's why Jerry Stiller is, you know, we think wistfully about him, because he's one of a kind.
Stugatz, can you tell me whether Greg Cody has ever sounded worse than he does right now? That his microphone not working made him sound healthier than his microphone working. He's got a windscreen on his microphone. Uselessly, he's got a windscreen on his microphone. But I'm a little disconcerted by how bad he sounds, Stugatz. Even, and this is grading on the Greg Cody curve, sure, of having sounded bad for the better part of 18 months.
Are you saying that he is the rare guy who sounds better in silence than he does when he's talking? Because I think I agree with you.
he sounds irrefutably unhealthy. I wanna talk to you, Stugatz, about Jay Cutler and Cavalieri, Kristen Cavalieri. Did you see sort of the back and forth? And I know Billy's got his opinions on this show, but the back and forth with Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavalieri. Kristen Cavalieri is saying, you know, that she found Jay Cutler to be lazy and unmotivated, which, I mean,
really? Okay.
it's fairly amazing, right? Like, you didn't need to put that in divorce papers. You should have put it in your vows. Like, did you not know what you were marrying?
I think it's in Jay Cutler's bio.
I mean, Jay Cutler just gives off profound yawning indifference. Like, I don't understand what she fell in love with if it wasn't the laziness and just the general lack of caring about anything. But he is now saying that she needs to get a job. The accounts are frozen. And I'm just wondering, Stugatz, like, if you're Jay Cutler, if you've done what those people do, no matter how lazy and indifferent his reputation, haven't you kind of earned the right first couple of years after retirement to be lazy and indifferent about things? I mean, Jay Cutler was going to do it whether he had the right or not. But, like, after doing that particular job for that long, it feels to me like 2 years of just bed rest would be good.
I think if you played football for that long, you deserve a period of time where you can be lazy and kind of not care about stuff. I think the problem with Cutler is he's always been like that. Even when he was playing, he was the guy who came off like he didn't care. He was the guy that came off like he was lazy. And so, you know, I guess I understand why that would wear on somebody. I mean, she was married to him for 10 years.
Give me somebody in sports more associated with casual indifference than Jay Cutler. Somebody that you think of, like, the fact that don't care is the famous story that surrounds him. A fan came up to him at a urinal, reportedly, allegedly, tried to talk to him about Vanderbilt. He was at the urinal. He was maybe having a few drinks, and he threw his head back and just shouted at the ceiling in a sing-song voice, "Don't care." And that is sort of what I associate with Jay Cutler. It's what was on that show, right, Billy? Like, there is no surprise to anybody who watches that show that Jay Cutler can be acerbic and indifferent and lazy and not give a bleep.
And a top sitcom dad, I think, past couple years. I think Jay Cutler pops himself right into that conversation that you were having, Dan.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate it. We're back after this.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, Social Security. Is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
If you missed any of our interviews, please check them out on demand in the Dan Le Batard Show podcast, brought to you by Capital One. Why settle for average? With Capital One, you can open a savings account with a rate 5 times the national average. Welcome to banking reimagined. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
I would like to deconstruct the last 12 minutes of our existence. Yeah, I saw Stugatz. Stugatz had a giant smile on his face when this segment started, because close observers of this radio show might have noticed that I tossed out flimsily on Jerry Stiller, the sitcom dad conversation, and it died so quickly that I immediately pivoted to Jay Cutler. If you were listening closely, you would have seen that there was not a lot of engagement on this subject. And then the segment ended, and I'm not kidding when I tell America, these guys spent the entire break deconstructing sitcom dads in what would have been a really good and funny segment, especially where they tried to retroactively take it away from Bill Cosby, if it had been on the air. But it wasn't on the air, which is why you got Jay Cutler instead, because I pivoted staring at everyone, and no one had an observation, and you guys would not shut up during the break. Go ahead, do the same show you did during the break. It's vastly more entertaining than the one we're doing.
No, but I think it just dawned on all of us. We feel badly that the segment you wanted last segment was just conducted off air. I feel terrible, but going back to last segment, when you threw it out to us, the question was modern day sitcom dad. Would anyone be on that list? And I don't think so, but you know, a good point was brought up where it seemed like we were going out of our way to avoid saying Bill Cosby, who was certainly on the Mount Rushmore of television sitcom dads. I mean, he should be on anyone's Mount Rushmore of TV sitcom dads.
But Billy was saying during the break, if you're on the Mount Rushmore of television sitcom dads and then you do what Bill Cosby does, does someone need to go up there and just explode and blow up all of those rocks and carve something else into the side of the mountain when you get charged with that particular crime and you're spending your 80s and the rest of your life and the rest of your freedom in jail? But Billy, now you have something, because Billy, one of the great gifts that Billy has, if you remember the last segment, when I need a lot, Billy gives me a little, and when I need a little, he gives me way too much. So have at it, Billy, because you had so many thoughts during the break. You were weaving a tapestry. It was amazing how much thought you'd given all of this.
How much do we need here?
Just the interesting stuff, Billy.
Well, this is the thing. We started out talking about Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil was left off the list. But is Uncle Phil a dad or is Uncle Phil an uncle? Because if Uncle Phil's an uncle, he's tops of the uncles. But I think even though his name's Uncle Phil, he's still Carlton and Ashley's dad, right? So I think – and Hillary. Don't forget Hillary. R.I.P. Trevor. So I think that Uncle Phil counts as a dad, so he should be on that list. So should Carl Winslow. I don't know what was going on with your list, Dan, but it was, you know what I'm saying? There was a theme going on there. Then we started talking about Jerry Stiller, which is where this whole thing began, and how Jerry Stiller, kind of played the exact same role on King of Queens. Remember King of Queens?
Yep.
Good show. They were talking about how Jerry Stiller, I wanted him to be a celebrity prognosticator, but that's when we were off topic. Then we started thinking, if cartoons count, who is better cartoon dad? Is it Homer Simpson or is it Peter Griffin? Because Peter Griffin could be in the discussion. Also, Chris's uncle, Ray Romano, could be in the discussion. There's lots of dads there. Mr. Cunningham, Mr. C, as Stugatz called him, could be on the list. Lots of TV dads. Ozzy Osbourne from The Osbourne Show, remember him? He could be on there, modern years. Tony Soprano, is he a sitcom dad? It's not a sitcom, but he's a dad. Is Joe Bluth a dad because he had a kid? There's lots of questions here. It's a very nuanced conversation. We didn't have the room to kind of have it, you know?
Right. At Levitard Show, put it on the poll. Is Tony Soprano a sitcom dad and also better television dad, Homer Simpson or Peter Griffin?
We also, I think, and Billy, I apologize if you mentioned this, but our friend, Alan Thicke, God rest his soul, Mike Seaver should probably be in the conversation of all-time sitcom dads. Phil Drummond should be in that conversation. Tom Bradford, It Is Enough, should certainly be in that conversation. What a great show. I don't think I ever laughed during that show, but I think he probably should be in consideration. I mean...
Chris, what do you have on this subject? Are you more informed and better at this than your father is?
I mean, Billy has me going down a rabbit hole now of top uncles. Uncle Phil's a great nomination, but I think I go Uncle Jesse over Uncle Phil. I don't know about you guys.
Wow. And Bob Saget, by the way, sitcom dad. Wow.
Tony, what? You don't like your, Tony is, you feel like he's blaspheming there on uncles.
Uncle Jesse over Uncle Phil is preposterous. He was not only an uncle, he was also a father figure to Will Smith. So come on, Chris.
All day, Uncle Jesse. All day. Yeah. The Rippers, Jesse and the Rippers? Did Uncle Phil have a hit band?
Uncle Jesse also in the Uncle Dad category because of Nikki and Alex who appeared later in the
Good
series.
Call.
Cody, you're raising your finger. I have very little confidence going to you that this is going to go well, but let's see where it ends up.
After a lot of thought, I've determined that the sitcom Dad peaked in the 1950s, and without question, without equivocation, the all-time sitcom Dad is Hugh Beaumont's Ward Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver. I doubt about that. And youngsters, Google that, because Ward Cleaver, I mean, he wore a hat in his house. He was just a fantastic man.
Stugatz, Greg Cody is actually saying something I haven't heard anyone else say, which is that he'd pay Conor McGregor to be quiet. How can you possibly be saying that, Greg?
I'm just tired of that guy. It's as simple as that. You know, he's like the
Dan, Stu, and Greg Cody on ESPN Radio.